Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's up, everybody? We back for another episode of Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I hope everybody who's tuning in had a good week from last week since we last met. So we're going to get to it. In today's episode, I'm actually going to start with piggybacking on last week's episode. I'm not going to recount the whole last episode, but I am going to talk about those two words I mentioned about be safe and what it meant and what it means. As we discussed, it means basically just being safe, not putting yourself in harm's way whenever you're doing anything out at a party, a club, the library, wherever you're at, just not putting yourself in a position to get harmed. As always, I have a short anecdote to tell. So earlier, I was watching an episode of First 48. If you're not familiar with that show, it's a crime show about murders that take place in various locations. In this particular episode of First 48, there was a murder that took place in a park during a softball game. It was meant to be a real pleasant event, but it didn't turn out pleasantly. It actually ended up in a double homicide, as I said. So here's what happened, though. The reason why I'm talking about it is because a shooting took place and many people had guns on them. Now, the reason why they had guns on them is because they knew beforehand that it may be some violence. So they brought guns to protect themselves from the violence. Now, again, I talked about being safe and not putting yourself in harm's way, proactive versus reactive. With that being said, the people who bought those guns because they knew about the violence, the best bet would have been not to go to that function at all. Remember, being safe is about personal accountability, not putting yourself in harm's way. And if you know something's going to go down or even had the word of something going down, why would you go there? What ended up happening was when other people started shooting, the other people with guns didn't know if it was being shot at themselves. So they pulled out their guns and started shooting back. And it was a whole bunch of mayhem that didn't have to happen. So again, be safe. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Now, I'm going to use that because I did mention personal responsibility. I'm going to use personal responsibility as a topic for the episode today. So let's go. Before we talk about personal responsibility, it'd be best to get out a definition that we can use on this show to live by. So what exactly is personal responsibility? A simple definition can be that a person is in charge of their own destiny as far as the things they do, the things they eat, the things they see. So that's real simple. Now we can get a little bit further into it as far as the belief that you're in charge of your own thought processes as well. So whatever twists and turns you get into throughout life is all on you. Good or bad, it's nobody else's to blame. If you find yourself in a fortuitous situation, you take the credit for it. And if you find yourself in a negative situation, you take the blame for it. So either way, it's on you no matter what it is. That's basically personal responsibility. Accepting whatever situation you find yourself in, especially we're talking about adulthood. A lot of times, you know, kids find themselves subject to living in certain situations that their parents have them in. That's why I make the stipulation between adulthood versus childhood, because a child can't really control their destiny at some point. Personal responsibility is even getting yourself out of situations that you may be in. It's definitely not about calling somebody to bail you out of a situation that you can handle yourself or, again, that you got yourself into. Unfortunately, in my younger years, I was 19, and I can say that I was definitely guilty of not accepting personal responsibility and trying to put it on somebody else. I'm going to give you the story like I always do. So I'm going to own up and say on the front end of this anecdote that it wasn't my finest moment. I definitely could have been better. I don't know what I was thinking, but I just had a lapse in my judgment. And like I said, my personal responsibility just wasn't with me that day. So here's the story. It was the year 1999. It was an early Saturday morning. I was just getting off work from Newark Airport. I was working at a packaging company out there. And for those of you who don't know a lot about Newark's streets in New Jersey, sometimes they can be riddled with potholes. And on this particular Saturday, I fell victim to a pothole that was like the size of a small SUV or something. and I was driving a Celica, so when I hit that pothole, it felt like the entire car drove into the hole. But of course, it was just a tire, really. But from that tire going into the pothole, it must have been a nail or something in that hole. So I ended up getting a flat tire. Now, of course, a flat tire is no big deal. Pull over to the side of the road, get the jack out the trunk, handle your biz, and maybe within about 10 minutes, normally, you're there and gone. No big deal, right? But on this day, it was a huge deal. Well, I'll say it was a huge deal because I made it a huge deal, not because it actually was. So what happened? I had the car jacked up, like I said, in about 10 minutes or so. It wasn't too long of an ordeal. But what happened after the fact, or during the fact, was that the car actually fell. So I had it jacked up. But unfortunately, where I was at was on uneven ground. And of course, to be honest, I was completely negligent in being aware of my surroundings. So, like I said, the car fell. All my fault, nobody else's. The car falling wasn't even that big of a deal, but how I handled it is what I'm going to talk about as far as the show is concerned. I'm sure all the time a car may fall, but how you handle the situation is where you can either make it better or you can make it worse. So what did I do? I played the sucker card. That's right, I said it. I played the sucker card. I wasn't on my personal responsibility game that day. I was remiss in my thinking, and I was definitely off in my movements. So here's what I did. I actually called my mother, and she didn't answer the phone when I called, so I called repeatedly. I mean, like I was hitting a voicemail as if there was a real emergency, almost like somebody got shot, somebody died, and it was nothing like that. I was beasting my mom's phone, leaving a crazy voicemail, talking about how I needed her, come help me, all this other nonsense, strictly because the car had fallen while I was trying to change the tire. That's right, I said it. I'm owning up to it. I punked out, and I know I did. No need to front. But the crazy thing is, when I was going through it, as far as being on the side of the road with the broke down car, or the tire messed up, rather, I was really thinking by calling my mom I was doing the right thing. Boy, was I in for a rude awakening. So bang, what happened was, my mom, like I said, I never did get in contact with her that day. She was busy, and this was during the days when we had prepaid cell phones, so she didn't always keep her line on, you know, just to conserve the minutes from people calling unnecessarily, as I did. How funny is that? So since I couldn't get at her, what I did was I just left the car where it was at. I didn't even make an attempt to get it up. I stepped off, and I was only a few blocks from where I was staying at the time, so wasn't too big of a deal to walk home. It was a sunny day, nice out, so I just stepped off and left the car there and figured I'd come back for it the next day, which is what I did. So the next day, my mom, Dukes, finally called me back after she heard those voicemails that I left her the day before. Shucks, I was thinking it was all good until I heard her voice. She immediately started yelling at me. Actually, she even cursed me out, and I deserved it. I ain't even gonna hold y'all, but she gave me the business and basically told me that what I was doing all that yelling about on the voicemail was unnecessary and that it wasn't a true emergency. And then after some more colorful words, she immediately told me to figure it out and hung the phone up on me. I didn't even have an opportunity to say anything. No defense of myself or anything. She just hung up. I didn't get a word in. I ain't gonna front. I was totally stunned by what she said. Because like I said earlier, in my head, I was totally justified in calling her up and asking her for her help. I didn't think I did anything wrong until I thought back on it after she cursed me out. I realized after I pondered for a little bit that she was exactly right. And I was totally wrong. And I was actually mad that I didn't get to apologize to her in that moment because she hung up on me. But I made right later. I made right by apologizing to her and told her I'd never call up like that hostily again. And also, I made right with myself by realizing that personal responsibility is handling my business. It wasn't anybody else's to handle. I was the one who drove into the pothole. It was my car, so it was my responsibility to handle it. Now, what's even crazier about the car situation was that as soon as she hung up on me and told me to figure it out, I immediately walked back around the corner to where the car was at. And within about 15 minutes, I had the car raised, jacked back up again, tire changed. Well, I put the donut on it and was out of there. So my mom, Dukes, was 100% correct when she said it wasn't that big of a deal. Handle it, figure it out. I had the ability to do it, but I was relying on somebody else to handle something that I could handle for myself. Again, that's not personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is handling it yourself, especially when you have the ability within yourself to do it. What was extremely beneficial to me moving forward from this instance was what my mom taught me inadvertently, or seemingly inadvertently. But anyway, what she taught me was that I have to handle certain situations on my own. I can't rely on other people to do things for me. And ever since then, I haven't called anybody for help, especially if it's some nonsense like that, changing the tire or something I can handle on my own. I just think how that could have went if she did answer the phone and came to my rescue. That could have been a moment that I found out that no matter what, mommy's going to come to the rescue or somebody else will. I may have never learned anything from that. But to the contrary, I learned a valuable lesson about self-responsibility, personal responsibility, whatever you want to call it. It is on you to make the things happen that you need to happen for yourself, especially if you're an adult. Put yourself in position to win and not look for somebody else to bail you out. I live that way now. And it wasn't even about the tire, because the lesson was much bigger than the tire. It's almost like I was put in that position to learn the lesson from the tire. But you can apply what my mom taught me in that instance to any situation. You have to handle it on your own. Help is great, but help isn't always coming. Nobody owes you help. The only person who owes you help after you become an adult is yourself. Can't look for somebody else to bail you out, especially if it's a situation you put yourself in over and over again. As we know, some of the topics I choose for this show are derived from things that are currently happening in social media, pop culture, whatever you may have it. And this time is no different. This conversation is stemming from a situation that's going on with Dr. Dre's daughter. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Dre is, he's extremely famous, worth a whole bunch of money. He's the guy who founded a company called Beats with some other people and eventually sold these headphones and his company to Apple for like $1 billion or something like that. So at this point, Dr. Dre is worth a whole lot of money. Furthermore, Dr. Dre has a daughter who's actually homeless, according to what the reports are. So this is where the conflict lies. You have a billionaire recording artist, former recording artist, businessman, and he has a daughter who is homeless. So, of course, the conversation is he should be doing more for his daughter, ensuring that she's not homeless, being that he's worth so much money. Now, I'm not here to speak on what this man should or should not do, because I'm not him. I don't control his money. And I also don't know what the relationship between him and his daughter is or was. So who knows what's going on behind closed doors. But another thing that we do know is that the daughter is 35 years old, maybe almost 40 years old. So she's not a young girl. She's not 15 years old. She's not under the guidelines and purview of Dr. Dre and his rules as if she's a minor. She's a grown woman. And she also has kids of her own. I think 4 from what the reports are saying. So like I said, I'm not going to speak to if Dr. Dre should open up his home to her or pay her bills or whatever a lot of people are saying he should do. What I'm going to do is speak to the side of personal responsibility. Again, that's what this episode is about. We know what the problem is. Her problem is she's homeless, according to what she's saying. But that's not going to change anything talking about the problem. Again, at Level Up, we find solutions to problems. If she's homeless, she clearly has not exhibited personal responsibility. The question is, what can we do to help others who are listening to this show and are struggling with personal responsibility? How can we help them? That's what we're here for. One piece of advice I would give anybody when talking about personal responsibility is for you to realize that the situation that you're in is for you to handle it. If somebody else does help you out, that's all a largesse. It's not what the other person is obligated to do. So you need to plan accordingly. You can't expect somebody to bail you out over and over again if it's something that you've created. And even though I said over and over again, it's really not on them to bail you out one time. You have to operate as if it's your problem and you need to find solutions to your problem. Another thing you can do to help with your own personal responsibility is make sure you don't blame others for your situation. For example, let's just say that the electric company turns your lights off. Now, of course, we can all agree that that's an unfortunate situation, but you still have to stop and think, why did they turn your lights off? And if they turned your lights off because you didn't pay the bill, you really can't be mad at them because you didn't have the funds to pay the bill. The best bet is to ask yourself, why didn't you have the funds? If you investigate why you didn't have the funds to pay your bill, maybe next time you'll put things in place to have the money to make sure you can pay the bill. Let's deal in the solution and not the problem. Because again, you have to address the problem, but deal in the solution, because that's the only way you get out of the problem. But what you can't do is blame the electrical company for turning your lights off. That's not going to change anything. And it's almost like you're putting blame on others. If you don't accept the blame for yourself, then it's never your fault. So you'll always repeat the behavior. Another way you can exhibit personal responsibility is to stay calm. Don't lose your mind. And again, I told y'all a story about me when I caught my mom yelling about the car being down. Listen, I lost my marbles for a second. I wasn't exhibiting calmness. So that calmness is what had me flustered and wasn't thinking properly. And I ended up wasting some time, had my mom yelling at me, and it was all my fault. So again, personal responsibility. Be calm. Stay rational. And try to have a plan for yourself. These things will make your day a whole lot easier. Lastly, I'll say this too. It's even your responsibility to take control of your own thoughts. You can't let other people put crazy stuff in your head or even music. Sometimes the music we listen to is filled with a lot of negativity. Don't allow negative thoughts to infiltrate your brain, because if you think negatively, you'll act negatively. And if you act negatively, of course you're going to have negative outcomes, and you might end up in some trouble from those negative thoughts, depending on what they are. They could be detrimental to your freedom, and we definitely don't want that. And don't hold it against me, because I know a moment ago I said lastly, but I do want to make one other point before we bring a guest on the show. Another component about being personally responsible is about taking care of your kids. A person who is personally responsible and has kids who are underage and under their care, they have to make sure that those kids are fully fed, clothed, and have a safe environment to live and learn in. With that being said, I immediately related back to Dr. Dre and the situation with his daughter. His daughter, like I said a minute ago, is 35 years old or in that area. But it's funny to me that she's the one with the four kids who are small. The major focus of the discussion or the dilemma with the Dr. Dre situation is that he's not taking care of his grown daughter. But nobody is really considering the fact that the mom is not exhibiting personal responsibility because she's not taking care of her small children who are dependent upon her. Furthermore, I haven't heard anybody mentioning about where the fathers of those kids are. Now, that's the real problem and the real question, because it's also part of their personal responsibility to make sure their kids are in good standings. We have to be mindful that we hold the people accountable who need to be held accountable when it comes to personal responsibility. A lot of times, we place blame on the wrong parties involved, and then we still don't have any solutions. All right, enough about me and what I'm talking about. Like I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to bring a guest up, and we're going to see what this guest has to say about personal responsibility, how we can be better, maybe some time when that person fell short, and what he or she learned from it. So give me a minute to bring the guest up. All right, so we here, we back. The guest is here. Yo, my man Steve is back. Steve, let the people hear your voice, please.
Man, listen, man, I appreciate you having me back again, man. It's always good coming in, being able to talk to people and work with a brother like yourself, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Like I said before, appreciate you being back. Appreciate you the first time. So we here, though. So today's topic we got going on is about personal responsibility, man. And I just wanted to get your insight on something related to this topic. We're talking about personal responsibility. Everybody knows what that is. If you don't, I said the definition once before. My definition of personal responsibility is taking care of your affairs, handling your biz the right way, and maybe with some hiccups, but not a lot. So, Steve, we got you on the show today. I want you to tell the people what your definition of personal responsibility is.
Man, listen, my definition for personal responsibility, man, it's a very broad answer if you ask me, man. Depending on the person you're talking to, but being that we're talking to me, I'm going to answer that. What's easy answer is, man, look, cleaning the house, making sure that you're paying your bills. But I think it starts off at the beginning. What the beginning is for me is loving your dang on self. That's something that we don't take pride in doing.
Yeah.
Loving yourself.
Right.
And then in loving yourself, man, guess what? All that follows. And when you love yourself, it leads to a whole bunch of other things, because you start putting other people for you, meaning that, hey, you mess around and giving them money and doing a whole bunch of other things that you wasn't even supposed to do, because you got to make sure you good first. So your only personal responsibility is loving yourself first before you try to do anything else.
Smooth. All right. So I like that. So loving yourself is the first component of personal responsibility, because basically you're saying it governs everything else you'll do from that point going forward.
Right.
I could rock with that. All right. Good. Like I said, so we got your definition down packed. So let me ask you a question. And that question is, tell us of a time where you didn't exhibit personal responsibility and the negativity or the negative outcomes that you experienced from doing that, or not doing that, I should say.
Man, that's a good question right there, man. It took me back, man. And this is going to be that lesson, man. It is a time. And me being fully transparent, because I really want to reach the people. And I love this, right? Because this is real talk here. Ain't no need to front and act like this ain't real talk here, man. Because this is exactly what it is.
Right.
You know, so I remember it was soon as I graduated from high school. And, man, one of my mentors that was helping me out a lot, and still do in so many different ways to this day right here, I had got a speeding ticket. Got a speeding ticket. This ticket was $115. $115.
So when did you get the speeding ticket?
Man, you
high
said where?
School, in high school, post high school?
Yeah, right after. It, matter of fact, it happened while I was in high school.
Okay.
And then right after high school, it was a date that that ticket had to be paid by. So when I graduated, that's when the date that the ticket had to be paid by.
Okay.
So the lesson behind this thing was crazy, because this is why that joker was a mentor to me, because he gave me, listen to this, he gave me $150. $150, boom, graduated. Gave me $150. Let me tell you what my idiot self did, man. I took the $150 and transferred. I got a hotel room. Got a hotel room, wanted to celebrate, wanted to have the party, wanted to be the cool dude and everything, man.
That's
had
right.
a good old time. And once you had the good old time, man, listen, called my mentor, like, yo, my guy had a time, man. Everything was good. And he's like, yo, word? Man, he hit to me, he's like, yo, listen, what about that ticket, though? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shoot. The ticket, $115, I'm supposed to pay it.
Right.
And he said to me, yo, look, if you would have handled your business, I actually had more over here for you.
Wow.
But you didn't handle your responsibility.
So now, just in that instance of that, not handling the responsibility, you lost out on more bread.
I lost out on more.
So you're saying your mentor, was going to reward you for being responsible?
He was going to reward me for being responsible.
Okay.
So on top of him rewarding me for being responsible, guess what? He gave me another chance. So we be saying that, hey, we be trying to blame other people for our problems sometimes.
That's right.
He gave me another chance. Now, not saying it was the money or the more I would have received, but he still gave me an opportunity to fix this ticket. So he had some yard work that he needed to get done.
Mm.
He said, Steve, you do the yard work, and you do the yard work, I'm going to take care of the ticket. But I need you to pick up these rocks and put this black little sheet down, because we did it wrong. So that's all I need you to do.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. And guess what? He came outside, showed me how to take the rock one by one and put them in this bucket so we could get these rocks up.
That's right.
So guess what? See, sometimes you be trying to find an easy way to do things. So when he left, he had to go handle some of his business. I just turned the bucket down and started just throwing all the rocks in there inside the bucket. Guess what? I didn't consider all the sand that was going in the bucket too.
All right.
So now we got a rocket full, a bucket full of rocks and sand. So at this point, I'm frustrated, because now I'm washing off rocks. I done put down the sheet and everything. Man, I'm taking days to do this now.
Right. So now you're losing time.
Now that I'm losing time. Keep in mind, this ticket not paid.
True.
So
true.
Guess what I'm doing? I'm going riding, get pulled over. Get pulled over for failure to dim my lights when the cops rolled by.
Mm.
Pull me over. Nice gentleman pulled me right on over. And then gang came back. Guess what? My license was suspended. So license was suspended. Wow. Because I didn't handle my dang on responsibility that I was supposed to handle, because that job would only took maybe 2 or 3 hours.
That's right.
And I took 3-4 days to get it done.
Yeah.
So now that I done got pulled over, with me getting pulled over, guess what? I got a ticket and my license suspended. They end up taking me to jail. Took me to jail, man. Now guess what? I got a ticket for $237 for failure to dim lights. I got another ticket on top of that for having possession for $237 for having possession of a suspended license. Then I got a $937 ticket for driving under suspension. The day of that the ticket was supposed to be paid was the day that my license got suspended.
Unbelievable. Not even unbelievable. Actually, it's not unbelievable, because that's why we're having this conversation about personal responsibility, because neglecting your duty to yourself often ends up right with what you're talking about. So I'm not surprised, actually.
Yeah, man, 100%. And it don't stop there. You would think that, hey, listen, I learned my lesson. And not trying to find shortcuts.
Right.
So even after, he still was a great mentor. Because guess who still had, for me not handling my responsibility, guess who had to take the hit? My mentor.
I'm assuming a mentor, yeah.
He took the dang on hit, still got me out. And guess what? I still didn't learn the lesson. Because now he got me out, he gave me a chance. Now he was like, yo, listen, being that for your stupidity, now you owe me money. Gave me a time frame. We came up with it, had it drawn out, payment plans wasn't even bothering me. Hey, look, give it to me when you can, but it's your responsibility now
right.
to get it done. I didn't get it done.
This story has many layers of personal responsibility failures, but I'm listening. I'm feeling this.
So even though I had the chance to get it done, I didn't get it done. So the lesson that ended up going was my mentor had to teach me a harder one. He had to start to love me from a distance.
Word.
So he wasn't right there by his side because it was never about the money with him. It was never about that. Only thing he used to tell me is, I don't give a dang about the money. It's the time that I put into you. I need you to make something out of yourself.
Right.
Not being positioned and just taking hand-me-downs and people feeling sorry for you your whole life.
Right.
And that was the case. And I didn't learn those lessons because it was showing in my actions.
That's right. Of course. So, yeah, actions always going to speak louder than words.
Oh, yes. At this point, it's about the principle because he was good. He been good even before he looked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he had to love me from a distance is because I wasn't keeping my word.
That's right.
That was the real business. As a man, we got to make sure that we keep our word. And I failed to do that. So that was the time I was definitely out here being all the way irresponsible and not taking responsibility for my personal responsibility.
Yeah. So, bang. So sounds like part of being personally responsible, sounds like keeping your word is a component I'm hearing you say.
Oh, man, listen, keeping your word, not trying to find a shortcut. And guess what? In trying to get over and take advantage of the situation because he showed me the right way. And when he went the other way, I tried a different way because I thought it was better.
Right.
And it ended up being worse because it looked easy. And looking easy ain't always the way to go. So it's so many lessons in that, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of power in what you're saying right here. So, again, I say this all the time, but this is about leveling up. So it sounds like you're taking responsibility for your actions, at least now. And that's part of the whole process of personal responsibility. One of the major components is to not blame other people. And I told a story earlier about a situation I was in, and I ended up calling my mom and really was getting at her for something that she didn't help me with, that she didn't really need to help me with. So we all end up in a situation where we may lack on the personal responsibility, but we definitely got to get there and stay there. Good stuff, man. So I got another question for you. So we spoke about, or you spoke about, the negative side of not handling personal responsibility. So let me ask you another question to the positive light. What's a beneficial component that you've experienced from handling your business responsibly?
Oh, man, that's good right there, man. This right here I love to talk on because, you know, we talk about the negative, we got to get to the positive. But something good I did was I started seeking financial literacy, man. It not only changes you, it starts with you, but it changes everything around you.
All right, so talk to us about seeking financial literacy. What do you mean? Because somebody might not know what that is.
Man, seeking financial literacy for me is being in position to leave an inheritance for your children, your children's children. You know, seeking financial literacy is being able to do anything at convenience whenever you want to do it, giving yourself that freedom. And just speaking solely for me, just being able to tell people to shut up when I want to tell people to shut up. If I want to tell you shut up, I don't want to do that, then I could do that. Making me feel like the king I am.
Right.
Because when I'm going on somebody else's schedule, I don't feel like the king.
Right.
So somebody else got,
you know, so the financial literacy piece is basically the knowledge of how finances work and how to acquire them. Is that what I think?
Very much so. And even when you say how to acquire, people don't sit down, man. We seeking the wrong things, meaning what's new in style or the newest trend. There's so many financial classes going on, even in South Carolina, that people don't even attend.
Right.
You know, DJ Envy, he came down here a couple years ago just giving out financial literacy. But nobody even is 100 and something, maybe 150 at tops that showed up. But when DJ Envy come to town, talking about he want to DJ, he sell out the whole event.
Right.
And that's the thing, man. We're not seeking the right thing. We're seeking more of entertainment. And we could go on all day about what's the financial literacy, man. It just starts off by you just getting on the internet, looking for classes.
Right.
Showing, hey, how to save money. Hot credit is important. Life insurance is a way you can leave financial literacy. Financial inheritance.
So with that being the case, so you found this financial literacy, you sought it out. So that's definitely a positive thing. So how did you benefit from that, if you can tell us?
Good, man. Benefit from that. The last thing, man, just one of the things was seeking a financial coach, because sometimes it's hard for you to even get something that you don't even know where to go at. So get that coach. That's the main thing. Look for that coach too. How did I do that? I just started educating myself, start making sure that, hey, listen, putting money aside that I couldn't touch. And putting money aside that I couldn't touch, it turned into a game because, guess what? This mentor, man, he was trying to teach me this game a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't listening because I wanted to be out. If you could pull up one of the easiest things to see where you at financially is, see how many times you go out to eat a month.
Right.
And to take that money and put it up. So starting off with that, finding a way to make money in a compressed time frame. You got to do that too, because sometimes for me, just being talking about me in this case, man, just working a job, getting paid two times a month, that wasn't it. That wasn't enough, because when my goals and dreams were set at, I needed more. And especially me knowing that I needed more with my daughter, I had to find a way. And not getting on the tube, but I had to pretty much go in business for myself. And that's what gravitated me to the next level.
Now let me touch this real quick. We're talking about personal responsibility. And I heard you mention your daughter. Now, one of the things, one of the components about personal responsibility is taking care of your children, especially we're talking about ones under the age of 18, or whatever you want to call it. So you're touching on a lot of different things without even knowing, but personal responsibility, when you handle other affairs right, it bleeds over into other areas as well.
Oh, yeah, very much so, man. And it's crazy because that's what I was going to touch on next. That's my pride and joy right there. That's my number one. Now, I'm going to say number two responsibility. Number one is making sure I'm good because I can make sure she's good.
Right.
So in that, man, and it goes into the lesson of how me getting myself right taught her a lesson. I remember on Christmas, it was a Christmas. She said, Dad, man, I want this Victoria's. That's one of them jumpsuits that they were wearing. All the females walking around in little jumpsuits from Victoria's Secrets. And she wanted one.
Okay.
She wanted Dad in a pair of Jordans. And with her having those two things, man, it was like $300. But me knowing, we go to the office. I set it out in my office. I said, I want you to Google everything you need and write the price down beside it for the shoes and everything you need. And I also want you to Google that outfit you want in those Jordans. With those two items, it was $300.
Right.
A little under $300. Then, when she Googled everything she needed, and she put down Air Forces, it was like 60, and, you know, undergarments, she needed all that, and it came up to be like $287.
Right.
So she was getting everything she needed with the $300, rather going after what she wanted. But the thing is, I had to show her that.
Right.
I had to sit her down and let her see. I made her research. And that's the problem. Financial literacy starts with you. But once you get it, especially with your kids, that age start young.
Right.
If you wait until they're 18 years old, you waited too late.
Right.
It's too late. They already done picked up all your bad habits.
Got
you know,
it.
So you got to get them while they're young. She was like 12 years old when we did that, 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now of teaching her that, and to make me proud, I don't even mind. So my daughter is 17. It's her birthday today.
Cool.
She got over $500 in her account. What 17-year-old? 17 years old that's out here having fun that saved $500 on their own. Adults. The business I'm in, I see it every day. They don't have $500 for emergency.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to finish. I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, the stat says that like 76% of Americans are paycheck to paycheck. And they definitely don't have any money set aside for a rainy day or emergency. So what you're saying is extremely powerful, because your daughter is living the results of your personal responsibility that's being passed down to her. So kudos to you for that. And while we're thinking, man, I want to say another thing about even more personal responsibility items. Just one other thing I'm going to spit on is health. Taking good care of your body and mind are two components of personal responsibility, because without those things, you really can't function properly. And I'm guilty of the health side, man. And I didn't know it at first. So here's the story. I was shooting a short video at my crib, and I was looking at some of the playback footage. And when I looked at the playback footage, I saw myself through the lens of the camera. Man, I was bloated. I actually joke and say I look like a chocolate blowfish. And I call it a joke, but I really did look like a chocolate blowfish. So now here comes the personal responsibility side. When I noticed that, I said to myself, I had to make a change. And from that point, I stopped eating the snacks, the sugary drinks or whatever you want to call it, and I actually hit the park. I started running, walking, watching what I'm eating, salads, chicken, just real light stuff, and ended up losing 42 pounds. So even watching your health is part of your personal responsibility. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to anybody who's with you, far as a spouse, a mate, a child, because ultimately, if you have poor health, it's going to affect them as well. All right, Steve, so what else you got for us? Like I always ask, drop something on us, some knowledge. Hit us with it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. And I love this part right here, too, man, because I really want to reach out people, man. And I'm going to end it on this. On my part is, man, I'm really big that first personal responsibility is loving yourself. What I mean by that, love your mind, love your body, love your skin, love your spirit, love everything about yourself. Because when you do that, I promise you, I tell my daughter all the time, man, she taught me even how to love myself better. I tell her every day, love yourself, then love yourself again. Because when you start taking that focus off of loving yourself and trying to love everybody else before you love yourself, you get lost out here.
Yeah.
Everything could be lost. You'll be out here confused, not knowing which way you're going. Everything that looks good, you go run after because you ain't spend the time to know who you are. Right. So I tell everybody out here, man, spend the time getting to know who you are. You're a king, you're a queen, and telling yourself you love yourself. People will make you feel like you're being selfish for putting you first.
Right.
Don't let nobody feel that you putting your by you putting yourself first is selfish, because you got to do that for a period of time for you to come up, and you can't feel any type of way. It's gonna be lonely. You could be by yourself. Ain't nobody gonna understand, but it ain't meant for everybody else to understand, because that's your journey. That's where you supposed to be at, and you got to make sure that you set yourself up in your family, your personal responsibility,
right,
to the point that they need to be at. And it starts with you first. So, man, that's what I got for you. I love y'all, man. Listen, I hope y'all use this right here and you grow from it, because I'm growing just by being on this particular call. I appreciate you.
All right, man. We're going to let you slide. I appreciate you like always. Until next time, my man. Oh, don't think we done yet, though, people. I know a lot of times after I get rid of a guest, let them slide, you know, it's time to end it. But listen, I want to speak about your time. One thing about your time is you can't let your time be pulled between 25 different people. You have to have time for your self-health, as we said a minute ago. But on top of that, you need to be real careful about the time and how you spend it.
Man, listen, man. Hey, I know I'm supposed to be up out of here, but man, you me sitting here listening, that right there just hit on it, man. And I hate to cut you off on it, but man, you got me hype over here just off of that one part talking about time. Time is so important. Man, what I mean by that is, man, look, time, we spend time with people we shouldn't be spending time with.
Right.
That relationship that you're in that's toxic, that you should have been got out of, you still in it. You knew you was working a limited time to go pay that dang old bill, but you didn't do it. You knew that you had to pay that house taxes next year, but you ain't put the time and put the money aside,
right,
because you wanted to go over it. You thought you had time that you really didn't have.
That's right.
Man, listen, time is so important out here, because when you start putting them bad habits in you, that stuff is going to bleed off on somebody else.
And
it's going to bleed off.
And like we're talking about, the time, yeah, and you wasting it, that's not part of being personally responsible, because you can't get that time back. So,
no.
And if you're spending time with bad people, you're only going to have a negative outcome from that as well.
Gonna have it, man. And there's nothing you could do. Once you start that negative people, that time, people don't want to hear that. They try to hold on because they look at, hey, I done put in 10 years. I done put in 5 years.
Right.
You gonna waste another 5, 10
right.
years?
Right.
You already wasted 10 years. You gonna waste another 10 years? You know, and you got to move on in time, man. You got to know when to move on. Your past, you hear people talking about, man, I went through this and I went through that. At a time, you did.
That's
but
right.
But this ain't the time right now,
that's
though.
Right.
From this time right now, what you going to do? You know what the problem is. At this point, it becomes you the problem. You're using that as a crutch.
That's right.
You can't do that. You got to take advantage of the time you have right now and make the best of it.
You have to. And I'm thinking about also the time component. What do people spend their time doing? Are you spending your time, hours on social media, basically entertainment at best? If not deleterious time, because some of that time on the internet isn't good time. It's actually harmful. So So even with that being said, you could spend your time, let's say you're on the internet, you could spend your time watching people's posts, laughing at funny videos. And that has a place because laughter is part of mental health. But the other piece is, you said a minute ago about financial literacy. You could spend time bettering yourself. That's part of being personally responsible. So it shouldn't just be surrounding yourself with filthy people. You got to surround yourself with things that's going to better you and move you forward for you and your people.
100% sure. You got to spend the time in doing that, man. And guess what? When you spend that time, and guess what? It's for a period of time. You do it for a period of time of making sure you create, you put them right habits in you. It'll come, your everyday nature. It'll just be what it is. Yeah. And if you get right during the time you here, the mistakes that I've been making for years, I spent 2 years or so making sure that I fixed them.
That's right.
You know, and me fixing them, man, my daughter's, by the time she reached 32, because that's how old I am, man, listen, she could be so far ahead of the game because I spent that time frame, 2 years, to get it right for her whole life.
That's right.
Man, that's your, listen, that's what it's about. Guess what? In that time frame, I think you remember, I shut myself off from social media. I wasn't on there.
Gotcha.
I had to disconnect. Because I had so many bad habits. And yeah, social media, it does. If you look at it and pay attention to it, it plays on your mind. You're seeing so much on there now. Mm-hmm. You got to disconnect from everything right. And go back to that time with yourself, like you originally said.
Right. There it is. That mental health time. Time to just take a break. Maybe reboot the computer in a sense. Sometimes you just got to turn the thing off, get things in order, and then turn it back on later. But definitely that time is important. So sorry to hold you up again, but when you mentioned time, it just kind of hit me and we had to speak on it again.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's all you got, man, I'll let you go this time. Maybe. I mean, you know how we doing. We out here. We getting it passionate get real, about man. What we're talking about.
Oh, man, get real passionate. Yo, you know you're passionate. You start joking, start walking around, man.
That's right. That's right.
I love, man. If we could just change. And listen, yeah, I ain't trying to change 100 people. I just need one.
Yeah.
Change one person from this message, man. Every message, every week, man, you being on these calls, man. I want to just say, look, I appreciate you. Because guess what people don't know is that you put the time into me to make sure I'm right. And guess what? I didn't listen right then and there. But when that time came, I started listening, and my life started changing.
That's right.
And once my life started changing, I'm able to change other people's lives. So I appreciate you, man.
That's what it is, man. Well, listen, that's really what I'm here for, man. I'm always about helping our people get better, myself get better, because if we all get better, then our generations after us get better, and we could change the trajectory of our people. So again, yo, good looks on being on the show. Be safe out there and stay up, my man. All right, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's been another great show. I want to thank Steve for coming on and dropping that science on us as he's done once before. Hey, before we get out of here, I want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this all together. Also, I want to direct you to RyanHodgeBooks.com for all your reading needs. Hit the website, check me out. Got some good stuff up there, like I always say. And in the meantime, stay up, be great, be responsible, all that good stuff. And listen, this has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Until next time. Later.